Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And good evening, everyone, on this very rainy Wednesday. This is Cindy Ford sitting in for Sharon McNamara. And I want to wish all our neighbors and friends on the South Shore a safe ride home. It's not very pretty out there. And also, I'm kind of excited tonight because I have the one and only.
It doesn't work tonight now, though.
Because we get Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. All right, yes.
It's always Three's Company.
Yep. Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Wow.
He's dancing.
He's the whole package. He's the whole package,
I guess. I have both my guys to myself. Oh, and so Ryan's in the house. Hi, honey.
Hey, happy Wednesday.
A happy Wednesday to you, Mrs. Roper.
Thank you so much.
That's the only name I could remember, darling.
I'll take it.
So I also have the pleasure of having the one and only Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage here with me tonight. So I get him all to myself. I have to share him a little bit with Ryan, but I have him all to myself. So Dan, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here, as always, my one and only mortgage aficionado.
Yeah, oh, whoa. That sounds
you're
a big
important.
Word. That's yeah. a big word,
that's
yes. It doesn't sound
word.
Important.
Yeah, you are important. You're important to me because without you, I don't have any closings.
Oh, boy. You'd find a way.
It's all on you.
Yeah, right.
It's all on your shoulders.
Right.
So I'm so excited to have Dan here tonight. He is also the main sponsor of Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. And Sharon had a couple of pending things that she needed to take care of this evening. So you're stuck with me tonight. And I know you're all so excited about that. But we are going to, Dan and I are going to talk, we're going to start the time talking about how to put yourself in the best position.
Right.
In order to get, let's just say, the home of your dreams.
Right.
You know,
yep.
Like maybe so that I find that some people think they have to settle or, you know, for various reasons that they can't get what they really want. And in some instances, you do have to start out somewhere and then, you know, maybe move up to another property. But it doesn't mean that you can't love that home.
Right.
Or get something even
right.
more than what you anticipated if you work with Dan Mann. So, mm-hmm. Dan, I'm going to let you take it from there, and let's just touch base on that.
So there's a few different little, you know, things. So when you start out the process, the big thing we always tell people, get pre-approved early, because maybe there's something on your credit that, you know, you didn't know was there. And now that if we can get it fixed early enough, it will you know, raise your score. We always say that, you know, you can get a better interest rate. You can get all these things. But then we also have, you know, a time where you'll have, you know, you might have the minimum credit score that you need for a certain program or the minimum down. And then we go to run what's called the automated findings. So what happens is we get everyone's information into the file, and then everyone has to do, we run our loans through automated underwriting for the particular program we're using. And you either get an approve or a denial type of thing. Well, a lot of times you will hit those minimum, you know, numbers. So you're thinking, okay, this should go through and run. But it gets a denial. And it will say, you know, credit profile. Gives you kind of a general idea. Mm-hmm. So what happens is there's things in our business we call compensating factors. Mm-hmm. Where you may not have any of the compensating factors. You might have the minimum down payment but no savings. Or the minimum credit score. So what we like to get people in and have them talk early, because maybe we can kind of build on those, you know, quote unquote compensating factors. Like, you know, if we're not buying for 3 months, maybe you can get some more money in the bank because that's a good compensating factor. Yes, you might be putting the minimum down, but if you have a little nest egg in the bank, that really reflects well on the file. So that's a compensating factor where that now might get an approve where it would have got a denial before. Same thing with credit. You know what I mean? If your credit is at the minimum, well, there might be very little, you know, just paying something down slightly just to get up to a higher credit score where now all of a sudden you get an approval on that automated underwriting.
Right. So we're going to hold that thought right there, and hopefully I'll remember when we come back. And we have Malcolm Alter. And good evening, Malcolm. And I'm hoping that you have some good news for me.
I'd have great news for you if the traffic didn't exist, but unfortunately we have some out there right now. Good evening to you, Cindy. This report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Right now we're still looking at delays on the expressway right out of the O'Neill Tunnel to Andrews Square, again at East Milton Square, northbound from before Granite Avenue, and again up through Neponset Circle, again approaching the O'Neill Tunnel. Route 3 is heavy down past Union Street. On Route 128, some stop and go out of Waltham from Winter Street to Route 9, Great Plain Avenue into Braintree, northbound from the expressway up to 24, which is sluggish down through Avon and 495 into Taunton. On Route 95, you've got delays from Mechanic Street down past 495. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. Traffic on the nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we are back, all my South Shore neighbors and friends, and I have the infamous Dan Mann here.
That's true. Infamous is definitely a good word. That's
from,
better.
That's Fairway better. Mortgage. But before we go on, and we do want to go on, we have to, I have to do a shout out to one of my favorite people in the whole world, all 3 feet of her. Elle, if you're listening, I hope you have your pajamas on because it's dark out and it's almost time for you to go to bed, but I love you, sweetheart, and I can't wait to see your Halloween costume.
Oh boy, you're going to love that one.
I'm sure. She's gonna be last year, the bumble. I don't know what can top the bumblebee.
Oh, this bunny will top it.
Okay. So, Elle, if you're out there, I'm blowing you kisses.
Mwah. Want to hear a funny one? So, it's totally sad. We'll go right back to real stuff in a minute. Her favorite thing is Randy, her rabbit.
Okay.
Right? So she's dressing up as a bunny because she wants to be like Randy. And she's dressing Randy up as a pumpkin. and Lisa's mother found her a mini pumpkin outfit, and already has it.
For the rabbit.
For the rabbit. I can't wait. It's going to be in.
It's classic. It's a classic. It's going down in the books. And you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and this is Cindy Ford sitting in for Sharon McNamara. If you have any questions regarding mortgages or, you know, what to do to prepare yourself or selling your home or, you know, to buy a new property, please call us at 781-837-4900, and we'd be happy to answer any of your questions. If you have any real estate questions, you can call me. But tonight, it's all about Dan Mann.
Yep.
So we were talking about, you know, how to put yourself in all those...
The best position with the compensating factor.
But I think a lot of people... I'm going to touch on something you said at the very beginning. When people look in the paper, they go online, they see interest rates for mortgages, mm-hmm. and they say, I don't know, it's 4%. Mm-hmm. You said something I think is very key and very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you, it depends on your credit score, mm-hmm. what you could get for a mortgage rate.
Right. Yep. Everything, there's what's called rate adjustments. So if you're a 740 credit score, you're going to get a better rate than a 680 credit score. And people don't really understand that.
Right.
So they'll be talking to the neighbor, oh, how come I got this rate? You know, my rate's better than yours. You know, that a lot of people have that. It's kind of funny what people
say. Well, you know, yep. how come I see this and, you
right.
know, and it's 4%
yep.
and I got
4.25. Yes.
Born
exactly.
an eighth. And I always refer them to you because I'm not good with mm-hmm. math, and we both are clear
yeah,
on
right,
that
right.
at all. And that's not what I do.
Right.
I refer them to you. So right. I say you need to talk to Dan about that. I mean, I happen to know some of these things because I work so closely right. with you, but that, I think people do not know that, especially, yep. you know, potentially a first-time home buyer.
And that's going to affect things like how much you're putting down. So if you're putting down 20%, you're not going to have PMI.
Right.
So that's why your rate would be better. So people, you know, when you look at those kind of what I call teaser rates, when you see them, like you said, online or in the, that's if everything is kind of best case scenario.
Right.
And a lot of times it's by the time you're reading whatever you're reading, it's no good anymore anyway. You
right.
know what I mean? They kind of get you to call them. It's almost like a bait and switch. I would call it that. But people don't understand that. So for instance, I also have, you know, someone, an FHA client.
Mm-hmm.
will be talking to, say, their neighbor. I've had this call before. But my neighbor's rate is this, you know, it's so much lower. Well, yes, sometimes FHA loans have a better rate, but they also have monthly mortgage insurance that you can't get rid of, and
right.
they have an upfront mortgage insurance premium. So it's not as good of a product. You know, it's a means to an end. Sometimes you have to use FHA financing. I try not to, but if, you
right.
know, if someone needs to get into a house and that's what they do, we'll try and refi them out later. But so their rate is a little bit lower, but they're paying more monthly. But they don't
right.
talk about that. You say, listen, I'll say, why don't you ask this question to this person and see what type of loan they're in, and how much their monthly payment is on that, and how much mortgage insurance, because mortgage insurance isn't tax deductible. So we have another thing called, you know, lender paid mortgage insurance.
Right.
So most people know the monthly mortgage insurance. You go to the mortgage insurance company, and depending on how much down and your credit score, they'll give you a quote for your monthly mortgage insurance. It's just part of your monthly payment.
Right.
Well, there's what's called lender-paid mortgage insurance, which is you build. It's like a one-time fee. I almost tell people to think of it as a closing cost. So we go to the same companies, but you say, I want to do a lender-paid mortgage insurance. So now what happens is, say the rate of the day, again, we'll just use 4. So say you were going to have a 4% rate, but you were going to be paying that monthly mortgage insurance, and let's say it was $250.
Yep.
Well, you can do a lender-paid. We get a quote for what it would cost. So say, just for a random number, $5,000. Well, we would up your rate slightly to say 4 to 4.25,
mm-hmm.
give a credit for that. So it's no money out of your pocket. Now your rate is just 4.25. By going from 4 to 4.25, depending on the loan amount, it might be $50 to $75. But now you're not paying that $250 a month mortgage insurance, which isn't tax deductible. And you're paying, so now you have your mortgage insurance, you haven't had to put 20% down, and you have a bigger tax deduction and a smaller monthly payment.
Well, so to me, and again, mm-hmm. clear to everyone, not good with math, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
But mm-hmm. does everyone, first of all, there's a lot that goes into this mortgage thing, mm-hmm. and there's so much information that we tell them, clients, over and over and
right.
over again, but there's a lot going on.
A lot.
Not with just you, but with regular insurance mm-hmm. for the house, and,
right.
you know, making sure that they give you their firstborn and
right.
everything else that
all the docs
you need. There's what I'm trying to, you know, make sure I do on my end, there's just so much. It's overwhelming,
mm-hmm.
let's be honest.
It is.
And then even when you're at the closing, I've had many a client that I said, don't you remember when you're at the closing and you signed this, or they go over the documents with
yep.
you? It's a huge day for a lot of people, especially my first-time homebuyers. It's overwhelming. So they can't remember that. All they do know is that they were at a party or they were out with someone and they talked about their interest rate and
right.
they're trying to, you know, say, what happened? Why is mine here?
Right.
There's a lot of factors that go into all of this.
Exactly.
And people don't know that. But I think that touching on that PMI, and I know we probably digress, but that's a story of my life. I think that's huge. Does that happen everywhere where you can, I mean, is that just universal that you can potentially, or is it just
people can do it, but I feel that a lot of loan officers just don't really do that for you. They don't look into it. They just say, this is the norm. We're just going to do a monthly mortgage insurance. Here you go. But because, you know, there is a time if someone's putting down, say, 15%, I might tell them, hey, you want to take the monthly. How long are you going to be in the house for?
Yeah.
Because if they're going to be in the house for a little while, you know, a lot of time, if you're only putting down 5 to 10%, most people are in, you know, what is the average, say, 5 to 7 years, something like that, and they're gone. You're not going to pay it down in time to remove that mortgage insurance. So you're always going to pay. It's a waste of money. But if you put down 15%, you tell me you're going to be there, you know, say 10 years. Well, you're probably going to pay it down below that. So it'll be removed at some point.
Or you have
right?
to remove it.
It drops off when you pay your loan down to a certain amount, right? Or if you feel like properties have went crazy and the values went up, now you can ask for an appraisal. And now an appraiser can come in, and if it appraises for what you needed to, the mortgage insurance will go away. It, again, in most people's scenario, we have a conversation about it usually, you know, how long are you planning on being there? Again, it's usually, it's, you know, 5 years. Well, you're only putting down a small amount of money. You're not going to pay it down to this in time. So it's just a true waste of money for you to pay the monthly mortgage insurance. So that's one of the factors that goes into the talk about the mortgage insurance.
Can any one of your loan programs, mm-hmm. Can you utilize that?
Not on, say, FHA, because FHA is a different animal where they just have mortgage insurance. It's their own mortgage insurance.
Okay, yeah, right.
So then we have those programs, for instance, like Mass Housing.
Yeah.
Where, again, this is, you know, where you have to kind of know your products. And a lot of people don't have a lot of these products. That's what's tough. If you go somewhere and I'll get calls from people, you know, they'll have a great credit score. And the loan officer's putting them in an FHA product. And I'm like, why are you going with the FHA? The person doesn't know.
No.
I don't know. They just told me.
They don't know what's out there.
Yeah, they just told me I was supposed to go in this and that's what I'm doing. So I'll say, listen, can you give me a scenario? And I'll say, there's no reason you should be in that program. Why don't we put you in this, which is much better. It's a lower monthly payment. You don't have that mortgage insurance and you don't have the 1.75% upfront MIP. So,
oh, the 1.75 so upfront MIP?
Mortgage insurance premium.
Oh.
So, sorry.
You're just talking to a layman over here.
No,
sorry
exactly.
About that.
So, but that's one thing people don't realize. When you're putting down 3.5% with the FHA program, they hit you with 1.75% of whatever the loan amount is, they add it back on top. So you only have an equity of 1.75% because you've effectively just erased half of it by them financing it. Yeah, I know it's a lot. But that's why we avoid the FHA if we can. You know? But so for instance, Mass Housing, they have their own mortgage insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They have different rates and they're not so affected by credit score. So I have someone that I was just going to put in with them because their credit score is, say, a 680. That's, you know, with a regular conventional, that's going to affect your rate a lot and your mortgage insurance, how much it's going to cost you. So at Mass Housing, it doesn't. But if I have someone with a higher credit score, I wouldn't go over to the Mass Housing program. I would just keep them in a regular, say, Home Possible or Home Ready, other conventional 3% down programs that people like. Because that's what I'm finding most of the time right now. There's not a lot of 20% down buyers anymore. Just not that way.
Right.
You know, people have a tough time saving up that money.
And that's the thing that's so important. When I have a new client that I don't know at all and I've just been introduced to or it's been referred to me, and, you know, I ask them, the first question I ask is, you know, are you pre-qualified and pre-approved? And they... your phone buzzing made my mind go. See, I'm like a squirrel. It doesn't take much to get me distracted.
Shiny, so shiny object.
My goodness gracious. So now where was I, mister?
When you have a client, you're pre-approving, you ask them.
Oh, if they've been pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
In what kind of, if they have, I ask what type of loan, and they'll say, well, I don't have any idea. Generally speaking, it's an FHA or something, right?
Yes.
From my perspective, I always ask them why then. I mean, not that I want to get into the details of that. What I want is the best for my client.
Right.
I really want them to know what's out there and what's available. So I always say, you know, give Dan a call. It costs you nothing.
Right.
Just find out, you know, because they said, well, we got locked in at this rate. And I'm like, well, you can't be locked in at a rate today.
Right.
We haven't even started looking
right.
at houses.
Exactly.
And we don't know how long it's going to take to find a house, let alone what the rate will be when I can find you a property because you're looking in one town.
That's the funny thing, too. People always think that, oh, I got quoted this.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. You haven't even found a house yet. So your quote, I could tell you anything. You know, for
you
a quote,
can't even
it
lock
matter.
It in until after the purchase and sale. So all these things that people don't know. But you assume that the professional that you're speaking with is guiding you in the right direction.
Right.
You just assume that.
Right.
I do with whatever, you know, that's why I hire
right.
people to do certain things. So they call you, and 100% of the time, they end up working with you because you are looking out for their best interest. And
I try.
Getting the, you more than try, you really come through and put them in the best possible situation for each one. And I have, you know, from one end to the other. So let me ask you a question. If someone has to be an FHA buyer, but they have mm-hmm. a substantial amount down, but it's not mm-hmm. 20%, say it's 15%, but they found a property that was a little bit lower in the price range that they were looking in, and it needed some work.
Yep.
Would you suggest that, and I don't suggest anything. I always say you need, again,
right.
you need to talk to the numbers guy. Would you suggest if they have work that needs to be done, because maybe when they were putting 15% down and they were in a higher bracket, they were maybe looking to get a property that needed nothing done,
right?
Everything
right.
was just
move in
ready, right? Yep. But they found a property that they loved the location, they loved the house, they loved the land, but it needs some work, and it's lower, but they were going to put down, let's just say, 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come to me and say, so Cindy, we're going to need to do this bathroom over. We're going to need to, you know, maybe do the hardwood floors over, do some work on the outside that we hadn't anticipated. Should we put the whole 15% down, or what should we do? I always suggest that they call you. What is your advice on something like that?
So that depends. So it depends on how much work is going to cost. So basically, say that they could get away with putting down 5%, and then the extra 10%, which would make up that 15%, will cover the work. I would say just go with the, you know, 5% down, do the work out of pocket, because it's an easier loan. If it's, you know, the home is qualified, which is dated stuff that just needs to be updated. But if it won't, then we could have this rehab loans out there. There are different types. There's the 203K, which is an FHA. There's home style, which is a conventional.
Okay, so wait a minute. There's a 203K that's FHA,
mm-hmm.
and if you, say you are in just a mass housing loan, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need a 203K. Do you have to go FHA for the whole thing, or do you get the 203K for FHA and go with your mass housing for the?
Nope, you have to do the 203K. So your whole loan is encompassed.
Okay.
So say you're paying $200,000 for a house, just for a random number.
Mm-hmm.
And there's $50,000 worth of work. Think of it as a $250,000 purchase, because that's what your down payment would be, you know, kind of calculated off. But a lot of times, like when people, every time I've done a 203K, the house appraises for much more after it's done. It's a good program, because I had one where the client bought it for $197,000, did $40,000 worth of work. And it appraised for $316,000. So he's only in at $240,000, and it appraised for $316,000.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? How does a 203K, and there's two different types, right?
There's the standard and the full, or the streamline, sorry. So a streamline is basically if you need, say, $29,000 worth of work, it's really $35,000, but they build in a reserve in case once they start working.
It's a little bit more
there's
like
some
it
problem.
Always is.
Yep. So they want to make sure there's a reserve built in. So if you do that $29,000 worth of work and you don't use that reserve, you can do more work if you would like, or you can just pay the principal down with that, whatever you want to do. That's for like non-structural, like you were talking earlier, like cosmetic and all these little things. But then when you get into the standard, which is for, you know, knocking down walls, you know, doing really heavy duty stuff, that can be up to, you know, any amount, you know, within loan limits. But it also has to appraise. That's the other kind of key.
So how do they figure that? How do they figure the appraisal if you haven't even...
So we have a HUD consultant comes in
okay.
and looks at the property and says, okay, this needs to get done. So he'll walk the property with the, you know, potential buyer. This needs to get done to get it, you know, up to FHA standards. But what else do you want done? Okay, well, I want to get a kitchen put in. I want to do this. I want to do that. The HUD consultant works up the numbers, and it goes out to bid. So say the bid, like I said, in that scenario, you're getting the house for $200,000. The consultant says it's $50,000 worth of work. Well, they get the scope of work drawn up. So you're going to get a new kitchen, and you kind of do the level of, you know, are they going to be high-end, cool, you know, fixtures and all these things, or just, you know, mid-grade. That will be given to the appraiser when we send the appraiser out from the bank. So once he sees it, he's not appraising it as it is. He's appraising it as completed.
Okay.
Right. So that's how we know, because obviously it's not going to appraise out at the 250 the way it stands, right? Because we're doing that $50,000 worth of improvements. But a lot of times when you do the $50,000 worth of improvements, you're getting, you know, a lot more in equity, because now the property is comping out to much nicer properties.
So what determines whether it's a streamline or
the amount of work? The value. So in other words, if it's that it's technically $35,000 or under, is a streamline.
Okay.
You know, that'll be $29,000 because we build in the flub factor there.
Yep.
But anything above that $35,000 has to be the full.
Okay.
So, but there's home styles. There's different types of conventional products for the rehab now. It's all scenario related for what you are particularly doing. You know, because the conventional program, you can do it on an investment property. FHA is only owner occupied. You know, that type of thing. You can't own other properties. It's got to be an owner-occupied
move-in
ready.
Important to know.
Yeah,
because I bet a lot of people out there that maybe want to buy rental income property are thinking, oh, I could do that, but...
Nope. So you'd have to do an investment property. It would be the conventional, what's called home style. And those ones, but it's a one unit. You can't have, it's not a multifamily, and it's not really for flippers. You know what I mean? If you're
could
trying
it be
to buy
a multifamily, if you were going to live in one of
Okay. And you can do that FHA also. It can be a multifamily as long as you're going to live in it. That's an owner occupied. The investment type, though, you can do a one unit investment if you're going to buy it, and if you see potential in a property, you can buy it, fix it up, and then rent it out for a while. You know, and then you can sell it down the road, whatever you want to do. But that's the investment property you're looking for. It's not so much for flippers, because flippers are looking to get in there, do things quickly, and get it back on the market.
Right.
With the home style, it's a slower process because the draws come out slower to the contractors a little bit. It's more, you know, of a slow process.
So do you live in the home when this happens? And at what point are you doing that 203K? Is it after the purchase and sale, before the purchase
That's just the type of loan. So if you're the seller, you get paid right at the closing. Then the other portion sits in with Fairway.
Okay.
Right? And as the work begins, Fairway has inspections. You'll have an inspection, and when X amount of work is done, a certain amount of the funds will be released to the contractor.
Is there a time frame that they have to have the work
completed? Yeah, you're supposed to. It's like 3 to 6 months, but sometimes if, you know, something happens, weather-related or something, it can't be done, then... You know what I mean? It can't be done. There's nothing you can do about that. Like, you know, but they want it done quickly. But if it's unlivable, that you can also finance in some of your mortgage payments. You get what I'm saying?
Have to rent for a couple of months or live in an actual mobile home.
Yeah, something like that. Yep. You can rent it out for as long as you need to. I mean, if you need to rent that you can finance in. I think it's up to 6 months of payments.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking some of these properties you might not be able to live in them while the work is being done, if it's that substantial. And I have seen some properties that I would think, geez, someone can't live there.
Nope.
When all of this is being done.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're listening to Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage, our main sponsor here. And we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation on 203K loans. Be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch, License 338980.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in two convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services, 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
When the line between the South Shore and Mother Nature's wrath becomes blurred and life seems anything but fair, one thing is for certain.
Ah! The leaves are plugging up my downspouts.
My gutters are overflowing.
What the heck's going on up there?
It's not in theaters. It's live and coming to your neighborhood, The Fall.
Call 911.
No, call 1111 781 421 1111. We need the South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Zach and Mike turned in a gritty performance.
Look, on the roof! It's a bird! It's a plane!
No! It's a South Shore Gutter Monkey!
Who will survive the fall? Visit SouthShoreGutterMonkeys.com.
Look, I'm a husband and a father, but I'm not going up there.
We're the South Shore Gutter Monkeys. We clean gutters and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Who will save us from the fall?
South Shore Gutter Monkeys, may I help you?
No monkeys were harmed in the making of this commercial.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we are back, all our South Shore neighbors. This is Cindy Fords sitting in for Sharon McNamara this evening on Talk Real Estate. My favorite, Dan Mann from Fairway Mortgage right here in Marshfield, Mass. If you have any questions for Dan or myself, please give us a call at 781-837-4900 because I think you're stuck in traffic.
I would say if there's going to be traffic, it's tonight.
Right? They're stuck in traffic. So give us a call while you're just sitting there.
Yep.
And everyone get home safely. So we are going to talk a little bit more about the 203K loans. But my original question say someone does buy that house, mm-hmm. and we do digress and go all over the place, but that's just who we are. And they have 15% to put down, but they have some work that needs to be done, and they don't want to completely go into whatever savings they may have left that they, want to buy furniture for things. And so they've got it's the wallpaper, it's the hardwood floors, it's things like that. It's, it's about $5,000 worth of work or the equivalent of what would be the difference between the 5%. Would you suggest that if they asked you, is it okay? Is it going to make much of a difference in their loan payment if they do the 10% down or the 15% down to have that house with and they don't need either 203K loan.
Right.
It's that kind of cosmetic stuff, but stuff that you don't want to live with, maybe that wallpaper or that paint.
See, then I would just kind of run the scenario of the numbers and say, listen, what do you want to do? Here it is, the difference in your payment. If you put down 15%, here's your payment, and here's 10%, this would be your payment. Because a lot of times I do say that, just get the work done. You know what I mean? If you're going to move in, why put down the extra down payment if it's only going to change your payment slightly?
Right.
And you can live with that, then I would do that all day.
And you'll always run that scenario for them.
Oh, yeah. Because then to go through a full rehab loan for a minimum amount of work like that, it's I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Because a lot of times I have people, you refi them out of the FHA loan 6 or 7 months down the road after they're done.
Right.
Because they're going to have so much equity.
Right.
And now you get them into a conventional loan, and they can probably not even have MI, mortgage insurance.
So is there a minimum on the streamline loan?
Amount you can do?
Yeah.
No, you can. That's the thing. You could do $5,000 worth of work, but you have your, kind of closing costs on that. It's going
to
be probably in that area.
So you have to kind of weigh that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if it's not a lot of work, it's almost, to me, not worth going down that road.
Right. Okay. All right. So during this process of the 203K loan, the mm-hmm. Fairway Mortgage, retains that money. And as things are done, is there an inspector that comes out during the course of that time? Like, to make sure, how much of a part do the homeowners play in that? Because all the people have to be certified through.
Yep. Even the contractor has to be approved. They have a kind of a rigorous.
So it's not like
process.
You can bring in your contractor, unless they're approved.
No, you can get them approved. The contractor would provide all their, insurance, their license number, some referrals actually. The Fairway to Condo Department looks into all this because they want to make sure you're getting someone reputable. They don't want to go down the road. We actually had someone. We just had a 203K actual presentation actually come out, and they were talking about a client who the contractor just was not getting what they were supposed to be done. It was almost that, you hear the typical bad contractor, that gives everyone a bad name. Most contractors are good guys, do their work the way they're supposed to, but then you get that, that one bad guy gives the bad taste in your mouth. So he wasn't getting anything done. Luckily, Fairway hadn't given him any money. So they said, listen, we're getting a new contractor out there to get this done because you just aren't going to do the work. We can see it. Got a new contractor out there. The work was done really quickly. That guy got paid. It was great. That's the one good thing about one of the good things about a 203K is as a contractor, you're going to get paid as long as you do the work.
Right.
Because it's not coming from a homeowner that's going to not pay you. It's coming from the bank. So they send out an inspector, and when you reach certain milestones, here's your check. It's that's just that easy. So as a homeowner, they can, you know, maybe kind of hold back on a check. Well, you might not be sure if they have the money, you know what I mean, when you sign
so
that contract.
So if the homeowner is, you know, potentially not living there, but every night after work, they're going there and they're mm-hmm. looking to see, you know, oh, what's been done today, what's been done today.
Right.
And looks like nothing's been done. Who is their, who are they contacting? Are they going directly to each of the contractors, say it was an electrician or say it was a plumber that was supposed to put the bathroom in today and all the fixtures and they didn't?
They would talk to them because it's their contract, you know what I'm saying? But eventually, you know, a HUD consultant or the appraiser will come back out to see what work is actually being completed before another, you know, a withdrawal can happen. You know what I mean? A disbursement of the funds to the contractors. That can't happen until it's been approved. You know what I mean? From someone outside of the homeowner or the contractor. It's not just like, hey, all right, it's been 30 days. We're going to send you a check.
Right.
No, it's got to be inspected. So once that happens, but if the contractor isn't doing their work, eventually the client can say, listen, he's not doing anything. Can we get another contractor approved and get them in there? So that's what happens. But normally, again, it's a pretty rigorous approval process.
Right.
Because they actually call past clients. So it's tough to get a bad contractor through that's not going to really complete the work. So he said this was kind of an outlier within Fairway. We haven't had this happen often, but it did. But normally it won't happen with us.
So are they lining up the painter, the plumber, the electrician, the, you know, the kitchen?
It's usually a general contractor. So the general contractor does all that.
Okay.
So in other words, you hire a general contractor, gives the bid on the work as the HUD consultant lays it out.
Okay.
So he puts the bid in. Now, once you choose who you know, and I always tell people, get multiple bids. Why not? You know what I mean?
Right.
Why not? They're all going to be approved. Once it's approved, now that he'll start his work. In going along, if he doesn't, then you could talk with us. We can get a new contractor out there. They can choose a different contractor to start the work, and we can kind of cancel the contract. That's just kind of normal. That's more outside of it. It's just we're the ones that pay you.
Right.
So that's what makes it a little bit tough. But, you know, normally, again, with the approval process, you're not going to run into that much.
Yeah, and I'm just asking all those types of questions that people might be thinking. I know that several of our agents at Boston Connect have gone and done this through you, and it's been very, very successful.
Yes.
So I'm just being devil's advocate here and asking all those questions of, like, what if this? But I know that the success rate has been phenomenal.
Oh, it's really good. And, again, it's just... It's a little bit tougher of a process for the buyer. You know what I mean? It's not as, you know, quick. It's not, you know, the 3 to 4 week closing that we normally have. It's a little longer usually. And most of that is just because it depends on you getting bids. You're doing all these things that just take time before you can actually close a loan.
Say, for instance, you do have someone that you want to use that's not approved. They have to go through the process. How long could that potentially take?
Oh, that doesn't take long at all. It's depending on the contractor.
Okay.
Because Fairway, the construction department will ask you for your insurance, your license, 3 referrals. There's one other thing, maybe the form they need to show, to, you know, who they're going to pay. So I think it's the M9 or the W9. So they want to make sure the contractor gets paid. So they call those referrals, they check on his license, they check the insurance, and once that's good, now they're approved. So if the contractor gets everything over quickly, that's a very quick process. You know what I mean? Because Fairway's on top of it. They have a whole construction department.
Right.
So they're right on top of it. So it's not a long process. It takes longer to, you know, for the contractor to do the work on the bid, I would say. You know what I mean? Because they have to walk the property also and say, okay, you want this done. This will cost this. They see what the HUD consultant has put out the bid, but they actually have to go out and see it because what you're, you know, reading, it might be different once you get out there and see it. Because I had one, you know, repoint the chimney. Well, how bad is the chimney?
Right.
So the contractor has to go see how much repointing is in this, you know what I mean, to put their bid in.
What happens when you do, maybe I watch a little too much HGTV myself, but what happens if you get, and there's a can of worms that you've opened, and it's over that buffer, you know, how you have that buffer that, you know, what do you do in that? Because now everything's
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Or
right
does
there.
That not actually happen in reality?
They have such a big buffer. You know what I mean? That does, but if you think about it on TV, right? So a lot of times they'll say, okay, the total renovation budget was, you know, especially on, what's the one I really like was, oh my God, Fixer Upper. You know, I watch that all the time. So they'll have a renovation budget of, say, you know, $60,000. well, if you build in a 10% contingency, that's an extra $6,000. If you ever notice that conversation, they're never these big, huge. It's a small number. You know, it might sound big at the time, but $2,000 here or $2,000 there.
Right.
But it's not really, 10% is a big portion of the budget.
Right.
And if it's an occupied, I want to say, again, these are the little minutiae of it that I check into once the program goes, but if it's an unoccupied property, it might even be a 15% reserve budget.
Okay.
It depends on if, if you're going to be living there, because now, that goes into the, well, you might not get robbed. Someone might break into the house and do more damage. Right. That's why the budget is a little bit bigger on certain unoccupied properties. So there's a million things that go into it, but it's a good program. You're going to get a lot of equity out of it.
So if I have a client that is looking, and I just want to make sure I'm clear on this, that's mm-hmm. looking in the $200,000 range, and we found mm-hmm. a great, and they're approved for $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do a 203K loan on that $200,000 property for like $230,000. They'd have to find something for $170,000. How does that work?
So you're saying they were, if I did their approval and I said they can go up around $200,000.
Yeah, so, yeah, so you're right. All of a sudden we mm-hmm. find a property
you said
that
it exactly.
they see potential in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And it's $200,000. And in this market, let's just say it's $200,000. It's not going to be less.
Right.
And it needs about $30,000 worth of work, maybe a little bit more. They are not going to be able to do that with the 203K
right.
loan. They'd have to get a property for $170,000 mm-hmm. to get the $200,000.
You said it perfectly.
Even though there's going to be that much equity, they still don't qualify for a...
Because you're not qualifying on the equity of the property. You're qualifying on your debt ratios and credit
right.
score. You know what I mean? So you're
so
qualified up to a certain, debt ratio is kind of how that works. So in other words, $200,000, there's never really an exact number, because what goes into debt ratios is property taxes and homeowners insurance. So if you get,
right.
It's a sliding scale a little bit. But say you're around that $200,000 was what we said. Yes, you're exactly right. You'd be looking at the $170,000 with the $30,000 in
okay.
rehab costs.
Important
yep.
to know.
Yep, because that's the amount.
Because even though
for.
You're going to be getting, the house is going to be worth even more,
right.
most likely,
yep.
than the $230,000,
yep.
you still don't. Wouldn't qualify for that.
No, because just the equity doesn't change your ratios. Doesn't change how
yeah.
much your car payment is, your credit card payments, all those other things. That's or your income.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just gives you a better loan to value.
Okay.
So when you go to, say, refinance down the road, now you can go into a different program, but you're still only paying on a $200,000 purchase price.
Right.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could have. In that scenario I was talking about, on one where he got it for $196,000 and put $40,000 in, he refied and didn't have any mortgage insurance because he got such a good deal.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's why it's really the majority of the time that's how it works out, because a lot of these houses, and in this market, I'm sure you know, anything that's moving ready has just gone crazy. The prices just are going through the roof. So a lot of times these are the ones that are left. So a lot of people, they walk in, they don't even think of a rehab loan. They just get turned off. When they see the properties that aren't so pretty, they walk right out. They don't even think about it. But with a rehab loan, now you're getting better value.
Right.
If you get what I'm saying. So
yep.
in other words, that equity is going to be there. So you might pay less and it might not be so pretty when you're buying it, when you're closing. But after all that work's done, it's going to be really nice.
Right. So that's great to know. So I think, and I'm not sure, that I completely digressed
right.
off of what we were originally talking about in preparing yourself. But all those things are good to know anyway
yes.
when you're going out there and, starting your home search. But a few other tips for the listeners on, how to make yourself in the best position to potentially maybe qualify for a little bit more.
You could qualify for more by having a lower interest rate. So in other words, if your ratio, you might be right up against a certain debt ratio, right, at 4.5 because your credit score wasn't that great. But with 4%, you can maybe go up that extra, $10,000. And in what you might find, your property that you really love, but you didn't qualify at 4.5%, but maybe 4%, you do. You get below that debt ratio. So it's just, those are the little things that people don't get.
And sometimes, and I know for my clients, I can speak from experience, sometimes I send someone to you that it's like 3 months. Three months, and we can get them into a substantially, when I say substantially, it can make a difference between $200,000 and $250,000 and $300,000.
Yep.
It can make a huge difference of what my
right.
inventory is out there to show them. So sometimes just by them listening to you for 3 months, and I have clients that 6 months, and I have clients that, if they do this, this, and this, in a year. And that year goes by fast, and before you know it, they're ready to go. They're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We find them a property, and they're happy, and they do, you know, what you've asked them to do, and they, because then they qualify for that much more.
I've had people call me with, you know, credit scores in the 500s.
Yeah.
They can't do anything at the time, but if they really want a house bad enough, you give them kind of the tools and say, this is what you need to do.
Right.
Your score will go up, you know, and once they do it, so you know the people right away because they check in. Hey, it's a month down the road. Hey, I've done this so far. I'm working on to this. And you know that person's going to be ready when a year, you know, whatever the time frame is, they're going to be ready because they're doing what they're supposed to. And then you have other people that just, okay, you know you're not going to hear from them again because they just don't want to do all the extra work. But the people that do, they're much happier when they're sitting in their own living room.
And most of them are my clients, and they are so happy, and they, you know, they can't believe what they have been able to purchase by working with you, honestly.
We've actually had a bunch of people that just, they were almost in tears just because they didn't think they were ever going to buy a house.
Or let alone something as nice as what we did. Well, I can't believe the time is almost over. But Dan, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call, you know, contact me at the Marshfield office. That you can look that number up, or you can just call my cell, 781-789-7566. To talk to me, or they can download your home scouting app.
Oh, and the VIP code is all lowercase, C Ford, and you can contact me at 781-367-4419. Have a great night, everyone. Thank you.